Tu Bishvat, Monday the 10th of February, Rabbi Yitzchok Lichtenstein, Tu Bishvat.
Now, most of us know Tu B'Shvat just from the fact that we missed. Most of us know Tu B'Shvat from the fact that we didn't say Tachanun today, and we're very happy that it was on Monday, so that we could get a whole Buhurachim that we didn't have to say. But really, if you want to know what Tu B'Shvat is about, you have to go through the sources and the Gemaras and the Rishonim to understand what Tu B'Shvat really is. So we know Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, there's a machloikas between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilanis is Aleph B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. Because what Tu B'Shvat is, Al Pi Halacha, is the Rosh Hashanah Lo'ilanis. It's the beginning of the year for the trees. And the question is, what does that mean? The trees have a Rosh Hashanah, L'mayin Afkamina, what is the difference? So we'll try to go through some of the halachas that are negeya to Tu B'Shvat and to have a better understanding of what it really means, and then we'll get also to the Achilas Peiros and to the Tachlin. There are various halachas in Hilchas Zeroyim that are negeya to the yearly cycle. For example, there's Trumas and Maisers. Trumas and Maisers, from any produce that grows in Eretz Yisrael, Midereisa, according to most Rishonim, is Dogon Tiroish V'Yitzar, which is wheat, olives, or possibly only oil, according to the Ramban, and wine and grapes. You have to take off Trumas and Maisers. The Ramam Shita is that all Peres Ha'ilun, all fruits are Dereisa. Vegetables, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Maisa Yerakas is Drabonan, it's only Midrabonan. But Yerakas is not negiah to us, because vegetables are not connected to an Elon, and vegetables are not part of the discussion of Tu B'Shvat. But the din of Elonois, things that grow on trees, so there's a yearly cycle. There's Truma you have to take off, then you take off Maisa Rishon, which goes to the Levi. And then from that, the Levi is required to take off Trumas Meiser, which goes to the Kohen. And then there's Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. And year 1, 2, 4, and 5. So then one has to take off a tenth of what's left over. And that's Meiser Sheni. Bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it B'Kedusha in Yerushalayim. And then year 3 and 6 is Meiser Ani. And that you have to give to the Ani. Now, how do you determine whether it's year 1, 2, or 3? How do you know whether to take off Maaser Ani or to take off Maaser Sheni? So that depends upon the year of the Ilanos, because we're talking about something that grows on trees, so it depends upon the year of the Ilanos. So something that grows before Tu B'Shvat of year number 3, but after Rosh Hashanah, is still considered year number 2, because Rosh Hashanah Lilanis is on Tu B'Shvat and not on Rosh Hashanah, so something grows on the cycle of the Shemitah in year 2, and year 3, I'm sorry, it grows in year 3, after Rosh Hashanah, before Tu B'Shvat, that is still considered year 2 for the Ilanis, and therefore you will take off Maaser Sheni and not Maaser Ani. Now, why is this so? So, the Ran in Rosh Hashanah explains it as follows. The various items have different times that we determine what year they come from. L'moshel, Yerakas vegetables goes basal l'kita, when you pick it. So, if you want to know when you take off Maaser Sheni or when you take off Maaser Ani from vegetables, so it goes by l'kita, not from the beginning of its growth, but the end of its growth. What l'kita is also a machlokes rishonim. The Rash in one day and the Rambam holds it's the Kita Mamish. When you cut it off, somebody cuts a cucumber on Erev Rosh Hashanah of year number 3, he'll take off Maaser Sheni. And if he cuts it after Rosh Hashanah year number 3, he will take off Maaser Ani. Other Rishonim hold, it's, the Rash is another day, it's Gemar Gedula, it doesn't mean Lakita Mamish, Tosfos Kiddushin says it means Roiv Gedula. But that's Yerakut. What? Shemitah is the same thing. Shemitah is the same thing. There's an Issa Sfichim on vegetables. If you'll cut a cucumber on year number 6, Erev Rosh Hashanah, 5 minutes before the Shkia, you'll be allowed to eat it, and if you wait till after Rosh Hashanah, you'll cut it 5 minutes after Tzeisak HaChavim. After Rosh Hashanah, you'll be also to eat it, because it goes by Lakita. According to the Rishonim, it goes by Gemar Geduloi, so then it's harder to determine when that is, but whenever the Gemar Geduloi will be, that will determine what year it is. By Shemitah, it's the same thing. Now, what's Ilanos? What's the time of Ilanos trees? What's the determining factor of trees? So, the Gemara says it's Chanota. Now, what does chanota mean? So, it's a machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says that it means what's called oinas ha-maisris. Oinas ha-maisris, the time when it's chayiv in trumas and maisris. Which means before that, if you cut it off, the tree, it's potter from trumas and maisris. And the time that it becomes chayiv in trumas and maisris, that also determines which trumas and maisris you're going to take. That is chanota according to the Rambam. Now, when is that? That's also machlokes rishonim. When is the Oynes HaMaisris, whether it's Shlish Giduloi, a third of its growth, that seems to be the Shita of Tosfos and the Rash. The Rambam and the Ritva and the Pnei Yeshua seem to say that it's not necessarily Shlish Giduloi, but the Mishnah gives us various times when it is, when it's a little bit more developed and it's starting really to grow and it's turning into a fruit. That's the Shita of the Rambam. The Meiri says that it's mamish all the way at the beginning when it starts growing. When it's very, very small and it starts growing, that is what chanot is. Now, why is the determining factor the Tu B'Shvat? So if something is choinate, now that we learned that it's totally on chanot, if something is choinate after Rosh Hashanah of year number 3, but before Tu B'Shvat, you're going to take off Maaser Sheni and not Maaser Ani. It's considered year 2 and not year 3. Now, why is this so? Says the Ran in Rosh Hashanah, because the determining factor is not the actual growth, but it is what caused the growth. And what causes the growth is the Mayim, the water, the rainfall of which year. So when something is choinate after the chanota, so then it sort of just naturally grows. But until then, you need a tremendous amount of water to get it to the stage that it's choinate, that it's really started to develop and it becomes a fruit. So at that point, once it's already choinate and it has some tzur of a fruit, kol echad kefishi tosei, the Rambam or the Meir lefishi tosei, but it's already starting, and it's already starting to grow. From there on, it sort of grows by itself. You don't need so much water, and we consider it alpidin, that it just got larger. But what it really is, that the water and the crop of the previous year is what determined that this fruit became a fruit. At Mimela, we consider this a product of year number 2 and not year number 3. Because the way it works is that the water and the way the fruits grow, the serapho ilon is what the Ran calls it, the potential for it to continue growing was developed at the beginning of when the fruit was formed, and therefore the year is considered year number 2, not year number 3. Practically it grew in year number 3, which is after Rosh Hashanah, but really what gave it the koyach to grow was year number 2, and that's why the determining factor is year number 2 and not year number 3. So this is regarding Trumas and Maisers. Now there are other things that depend upon the yearly cycle, as was mentioned here before. Shemitah. Now Shemitah is not as simple as Trumas and Maisers. Trumas and Maisers, the din is very clear in the Gemara, that it's totally on Tu B'Shvat. Shemitah is not clear if Shemitah is totally on Tu B'Shvat or not. The Rambam Shita is that it's not. Ramashita is that Shemitah, the determining factor, is not Tu B'Shvat by Rosh Hashanah. Or in other words, if something grows in the year of Shemitah and it's choinate after Rosh Hashanah, it's already Shemitah, and it's choinate, it turns into a fruit before Tu B'Shvat, so then it will be considered a Shemitah, Shviyazdik, a fruit. Now fruits are not Aser Tid on Shemitah. Fruits only have to have Kedusha Shviyas. Kedusha Shviyas means that you have to eat it, you can't throw it in the garbage, you can't use it for a different usage other than what the fruit was made, was determined. You can't make juice out of it, and various halachas of Kedusha Shviyas. So that the Shita Sarambam is that it is totally on Rosh Hashanah. There's a Toras Koyanim, and the Shaloh Paschals like this. There's a Toras Koyanim that says even Shemitah depends upon Tu B'Shvat. So if a fruit will grow after Rosh Hashanah, before Tu B'Shvat, it will be considered a Shviyas Digger fruit, and not, it will be considered, I'm sorry, a Shishas Digger fruit, and not a Shviyas Digger fruit. And the opposite is true at the end of Shemitah, something that will go in year number 8, even though it's already year number 8, if the Chanata happens after Rosh Hashanah, before Tu B'Shvat, since it was caused, what caused the growth was the Shemitah year, it will be considered a Shviyas Dika, orange or apple, and then it will have Kedusha Shviyas. L'maisa in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is, like the Ramban, that Shemitah is not dependent upon Tu B'Shvat, and it's totally on when the fruit actually grew. There are machmirim, however, I think the Chazon Ish was Noita L'Hachmir also, but there are machmirim, but the minig ha'olam is that Shemitah is not dependent upon Tu B'Shvat, but upon Rosh Hashanah. Another thing, another halacha that is negeya, is Orla. The first 3 years that a fruit is developing, it's usur to eat. Shalosh shonim yelochem areilim lo yeochem. Here, it gets a little bit more complicated. The classic case in the Gemara is, if you plant something before Tezayin Ba'av, Tu Ba'av, you plant something, so then it is considered like you have a whole year. Why? The Gemara says it takes 2 weeks in order for something to take roots. When something takes roots, that's when the Netiyah is considered a Netiyah. So therefore, we need 2 weeks for it to take root, and then another 30 days for it to be considered year number 1. The Gemara says, Shloishim Yoyim Bashana is Kari Shana. So if you want to count year number 1 of Orla, and now we're going by the calendar year, so you have to plant it before Tezayin Ov. Ov. You have 2 weeks for it to take root, then you have 30 days of Elul. And Tumela, if you plant it before Tezayin Ov, so then it's considered year number 1. So if we're planted in Tav Zayin, before Tav Zayin of Tav Shin Ayin Tes, so that's year number 1. Tav Shin Pei is year number 2. Tav Shin Pei Aleph is year number 3. So technically you have 2 years and 30 days for Arla. Zok the Gemara, you require in the next year, in Tav Shin Pei Beis, until Tu B'Shvat. You need to have the year number 3 only ends on Tu B'Shvat. It doesn't end on Rosh Hashanah. It will end on Tu B'Shvat. That will be the Rosh Hashanah Lo Yilonos. So if somebody is careful and he wants to get the minimum amount of time for Arla to be Aser, it's around 2.5 years. It's from Tezayin Be'ov until Tu B'Shvat, which means year number 1 is the first 30 days. Year number 2 is till Rosh Hashanah. Year number 3 doesn't end on Rosh Hashanah. It ends on Rosh Hashanah Lo Yilonos, which is Tu B'Shvat. This is in the Gemara, and this is the Ikar Adin. So here we have another halacha that's negeya to Tu B'Shvat, Lagabi Orla. However, this is only if you plant it then. If you plant it in 2 other times of the year, we have various shittas in the Rishonim. So now it gets a drop complicated, but it's not that complicated. What happens if somebody plants it after Tezayin Av? Let's say he plants it on Rosh Chodesh El. Someone plants a tree on Rosh Chodesh El. So what's the din then? So the Rambam says in Perek Tes Mechus Maisa Sheni that then you require 3 full years until Rosh Hashanah, which means if you plant it on Rosh Chodesh El Tovshin Ayin Tes, that year doesn't count at all. You need Tovshin Pei, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis. Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Pei Gimel, it becomes Mutar. So if you plant it on Tesvav of, so then the Tu B'Shvat of Tovshin Pei Beis, it becomes Mutar. And if you plant it 2 weeks later, you need to wait all the way until Rosh Hashanah Tovshin Pei Gimel. And the Svara of this is very simple, because Shloishim Yoim Bashana is Kari Shana. So in order for us to have a full year, 30 days is considered a full year. If I planted it Rosh Chodesh El, it takes 2 weeks to take root. So I only have 2 weeks of the year. That year doesn't count. So then I need 3 full years because I don't have a Shloishim Yoim Bashana. And this the Raivin agrees with. The only one who argues on this is the Balamor. The Balamor holds that even if I plant something on Rosh Chodesh Elul, I have to wait until Tu B'Shvat of Tovshin Pei Gimel, which means 3.5 years. No matter what, if I plant it before Tezayin Av, or I plant it after Tezayin Av, it's the same thing, and I require all the way until Tu B'Shvat of Tovshin Pei Gimel, which means, according to the Balamar, if I plant it on Rosh Chodesh El Tovshin Ayin Tes, so I need Tovshin Pei, Tovshin Pei Aleph, Tovshin Pei Beis, and until Tu B'Shvat of Tovshin Pei Gimel is going to be awesome. Now, what about the last case that we have? Is if someone plants after Rosh Hashanah, but before Tu B'Shvat. The case we had at the beginning, which is a Gemara, is that you planted a Tezayin on Tezvav Av, which is after Tu B'Shvat, but I still have 30 days left in the year. What happens if I plant it before Tu B'Shvat and after Rosh Hashanah? So here we have a machloikas between the Rambam and the Raivid in Perek Tes and Ma'aseh Halacha Yud Gimel. Yud Beis. The Rambam sheet is not a netiyah mirosh chodesh Tishrei ad Tu B'Shvat. Moine lo gimel shoni miyoyim liyoyim leorla o miyoyim liyoyim lervoy. I just concluded because you see it's not as simple as it looks. V'ra'isi l'goyin u'dvarim b'cheshban orla ervoy. Ein roi laharich loshiv alein. Says the goyin have a various shitas, but I'm not even going to discuss it. Ubevadet ol soifimim v'emes k'moy b'yayin u'darkas. So the Rambam says this is the truth. This is what it is. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says as follows. If you plant it, let's say, on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so then the time that it's over will be Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan 3 years later. Which means if you plant it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tov Shin Pei, you'll require till Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tov Shin Pei Aleph, Tov Shin Pei Beis, Tov Shin Pei Gimel, and then you finish. That's a sheet of the Rambam. Now the Raivid argues, and the Raivid says, "Omer Avram, yom liyom shom mitu b'shvot atu b'shvot davka v'loy mirosh chodesh tishrei lefish ein shleimos." That's the Raivid as follows: if one plants the tree on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so you're lacking those 2 weeks that it takes for it to take root, and you're lacking the whole first month of the year. So how come you say miyoyim liyoyim? There is no miyoyim liyoyim. Because at the end of the day you're missing and you're lacking part of the year. So says the Raivid that if you plant it on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, you require 3 years until Tu B'Shvat of Tovshin Pei Gimel, not until Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan of Tovshin Pei Gimel. So the shitas of the Raivid is that if you plant it after Rosh Hashanah, before Tu B'Shvat, then you have to wait until Tu B'Shvat. So now let's just, so it might get a drop intricate, but let's just understand this Rambam and Raivid, and then we'll move on to the more practical things that are negea for us in Chutz La'aretz. So the shita of the Raivid is you always go by the calendar year, which means if you plant it Tesvav Ba'av, So then you wait until Tu B'Shvat, 2.5 years later, which is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilonis. So it's a calendar year. If I planted Rosh Chodesh Elul, so then I wait until Rosh Hashanah. Since I have 3 full years, so then I knock Rosh Hashanah out, I knock Tu B'Shvat out, because I have 3 full years. Tu B'Shvat only goes when I don't have 3 full years. If I planted Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, so I don't have a full year, because I missed out the whole first month, and then another 2 weeks of the year, where it takes time to take root. So in Mele, since I don't have a full year, so then I have to wait until Tu B'Shvat of year number 3. So in Mele, it always goes by the calendar year, but how you determine the calendar year depends. If I have 3 full calendar years, I don't go by Tu B'Shvat. And if I don't have 3 full calendar years, so then I go by Tu B'Shvat. What requires explanation really is the Shita of the Rambam. Because the Rambam Shita is as follows. If I plant Tesvav B'Av, so then I go by the calendar year till Tu B'Shvat. If I plant on Rosh Chodesh Elul, so then I go by the calendar year, but then since I have 3 full years, it's Rosh Hashanah, not Tu B'Shvat. But how come if I plant, according to the Rambam, after Rosh Hashanah, I plant in Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, then the Rambam says I go 3 years from the planting. I don't go by the calendar years. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, 3 years later, will be already Ois Arla, and then it'll be Revoy. L'chayr, if I go by the calendar year, I should go by the calendar year. And if I go by the year of the planting, so I should go by the year of the planting. And the Teretz is very simple. The explanation is very simple. The Rambam Shita is that the difference between the planting on Rosh Chodesh Elul and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. Rosh Chodesh Elul, says the Rambam, I go 3 years to Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because I don't have the 30 days. Masha'en ken Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, what the Rambam is saying is, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, I do have 30 days. So the Rambam holds, I always need 30 days in the calendar year. So if I planted Rosh Chodesh Elul, I don't have it. So then I need 3 full years until Rosh Hashanah. So then I'll need 3 years and 2 weeks. Why? Because the 2 weeks don't count. Because the 2 weeks, I don't have 30 days of a calendar year. Mashiachin, if I planted on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Zok the Rambam, so then I have 30 days of the year. From Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan until the next Rosh Hashanah, I have 30 days. So that will be year number one. And then I'll have another full year, and then I'll have another full year. But the Rambam holds that once I pass the Yoim Li Yoim, the 3 years of the planting, and I have in each one of those years 30 days, so then it's over. I don't have to go past the 3 years from the time of planting, providing I have 3 years. What does 3 years mean? It means that I had 30 days in the year. So if I planted on Rosh Chodesh Elul, I don't have 30 days of that year. So therefore, I need 3 full years. If I planted Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, so then I don't have to go all the way until Tu B'Shvat, like the Ravid holds, because in that year I had 30 days. Then I have the following year, then they have the year afterwards. So after 3 years of when I reach that time of the planting, that will be considered 3 years. So this is in a nutshell the basic halachas that it's nageh to. It's nageh to Maisris, it's nageh to Orla with the various shittos we went through, and it's nageh to Shemitah according to the Torah's Kohenim. Now, what is in the get to us, Lamaisa? So we know 2 halachas that it says in Shulchan Aruch. 1 halacha that it says in Shulchan Aruch is that you don't say tachnun. The other halacha that the Morgan of Rome brings is that there's a minute to eat peyres. So why don't you say tachnun? So there's a more that could be your hagro. Chaber says, "Noag ushlipol apnei b'chamishosar b'av, v'loy b'chamishosar b'shvot." Zok the goin, v'loy b'chamishosar b'shvot. Shu Rosh Hashanah lo ilonais, u'kmoi kol dalid Rosh Hashanah shin yontif. All the Rosh Hashanahs are yontif. Hard to understand what kind of a yontif is it. I mean, it's true that all the other shalosh Rosh Hashanim fall out on a day that it's a yontif. Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Chodesh Nissan is Rosh Chodesh. Tu B'Shvat is the only one that's not Rosh Chodesh. But it's hard to understand that the Gaon is saying that Vibald, it falls out on a day that happens to be a Yontif, not because it's a Rosh Hashanah, so that means that Tu B'Shvat should also be Rosh Hashanah. The Gaon apparently is saying that it's an intrinsic thing, that because it's the beginning of the year, that makes it into a Yontif. What is this Yontif? Now, what it might be Negeya, I saw it today for the first time in my life, that they didn't say Lam Natzeach also on Tu B'Shvat, which I don't know, the minhagim I've always seen is that you say Lam Natzeach, you just don't say Tachan as they state in the Siddur. What? Oh, there are such shittas, but that's not negiah only to Tu B'Shvat. That's general. Yeah, the Sfaradim have that meaning. The Sfaradim have that meaning. I thought it was specific for Tu B'Shvat. I mean, it's general. Whenever. Okay. So then it's not a special meaning of Tu B'Shvat. But according to the Vilna Gaon, it has a pshat, because the Vilna Gaon says it's a yontif. If it's more yontif, so on the yontif it makes sense not to say lam natzeach. But al kopanim, there's another bir hagra that might be somewhat of an explanation to this bir hagra. And Hishana Rabba winoyig min hagi yontif. Why? What's a Shana Rabba different? Chol HaMoed, also it's Me'en Yontif, but a Shana Rabba is brought down even more. The Ma'aril wore Big Day Shabbos on a Shana Rabba. Even though all of Chol HaMoed, the Mishnah Berurah says you can wear begadim that are better than Chol, but it doesn't have to be Big Day Yontif. But a Shana Rabba is Nagu to make it Me'en Yontif. Why is it Me'en Yontif? Also you say along with Psukah de Zimra. So the Goyin says in Bir HaGro, he says, "Denisu chaman shir l'kach oisin miktsas yom kippurim v'oisin gam kein k'mo yontif." The same lashon, k'mo shikasu b'misnisin perik dal de suk shemar b'misimch me'etunin v'chol yemei adin hu yontif hadalit prakim b'shono k'mo shikasu b'medrish b'yushalmi perikam b'drash shono eizu uma k'umazu shiyadas ofir. So the Goyin says, since it's the last day before the chasima on the mayim, it has halach of a yom adin, and all yemei adin are yontif, or k'mo yontif. Why? He quotes the famous medrash that is brought down in the Rishonim, that Klal Yisrael before Rosh Hashanah, they wash, and they take a haircut, and they come into yontif betuchim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be donas l'schus. So we may look, not only in Rosh Hashanah, before the din alamayim, the din al peres ha'ilon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will done us look kaf schus, and therefore we have to come in like a yontif and have the proper bitachin that Klal Yisrael will be zoiche b'din. So Tu B'Shvat, it doesn't say that it's a yom hadin. The Dalet Prokim B'Shana was the yom hadin, but I think in the Svarim, the Shalom and others say that it's the miktsas hadin. It's the oilam davin tepes for esri. It somehow at the beginning of the year determines the outcome of the year. So if it is somehow a miktsas of yom adin, so then that would explain why it's me'en yontif, because as the Goyin says, the uma zois yedas ufya, every yom adin has this characteristic that it's a yontif, the klausel batuach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be done as the kafsos. So this is regarding tachnu. What about the minig to eat peiris? So brought down to the Mogen Avraham, there are various explanations. I want to share with you an idea that I had, a svara, maybe to explain why we eat peiros. We know that on Rosh Hashanah the Gemara says, in Hoirius and in Krisis, the Gemara says, Lo'oilam, Lo'oilam, Ye'odim Ragil, Berei Shatok, Lemechal, another Girsu Lemechze, Karsi, Tamre, and the Gemara lists a whole variety of things that one should eat on Rosh Hashanah l'simana milsa. What is simana milsa? Simana milsa means when you start something, the beginning of something, you want to make a siman that the continuation of it should be nimshach. L'mashal, it says, that a melech was nimshach al amayim. Why? Shetimoshech malchusa kemayim. Water flows, his kingdom should flow. When you bring a child to the cheder, right? We know we make a honey fleck, and you bring him and you give him honey to eat. In order for the whole limud haTorah to be sweet, because everything goes by the beginning. And this is totally on the beginning. It's reishata. When you start something, you make a siman, and it should continue well. That's why you say mazel tov. Somebody gets married, you say mazel tov. What does it mean? That the chasen of the zivuk should start in a good mazel. So we make a siman, and that siman should be mamshich, the continuation of whatever one is doing, should be in a good oifin and in a good light. So Mela, therefore, yitamri, that yitamu soneinu, and yikarsa, yikarsa soneinu, and we read on Rosh Hashanah tapuach bedvash, the year should be a shana toivu mesuka. All this is the simona milsa. As a matter of fact, there are those achrayim that say that you only do the simona the first day of Rosh Hashanah, not the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because it has nothing to do with the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah, it has to do with the Reishata, the beginning of the year. So Rosh Hashanah is different than other Yom Tovim. Other Yom Tovim, Yontif Sheni, we always have a suffix, maybe it's Yontif Rishon. Rosh Hashanah is Kedusha Achas, and we know that Rosh Hashanah is the first day, not the second day. Second day is just a Takana de Rabbanon. So Mimela, the Reishata is only the first day and not the second day. That's why we don't have the simonim according to some achrayim. Others say, no, whatever we do in the first, we have to do in the second. Because primeil, it could be that if Tu B'Shvat is a Rosh Hashanah Lo Ilonois, it's the beginning of the year, so what does it mean? It means now starts a new growth of new peiros. So we start a new growth of new peiros, we want to make a simona milsa at the beginning of the year of the Ilonis, that the fruit should go properly, the fruit should grow well, we should have a simen. So you take peiros mesukim, and it doesn't have to be dried fruit, just in Europe, and they didn't have dry fruits in Eastern Europe 100 years ago, they didn't have fresh fruit, so they used to eat dry fruit, but you take fruits, and you eat them, and then it's a simona milsa, that the fruit should grow properly and well, just like we eat in Rosh Hashanah, tamri and karsi and tapuach bedvash, so the minute to eat the peiros to make a simona that the fruit should grow properly. So these are the basic halachas of Tu B'Shvat. We should all be zeichetak that everything should grow well, and we should have all bracha v'atzloch. We don't say simona. We don't say simona.